All right, welcome to the last week of The Power of One. I personally kind of actually really loved the ending, except for not knowing if he becomes welterweight champion, but that's fine. Thoughts?
Yep, I enjoyed that. I don't want to say this, but I was very happy when Judge died. I kind of hate Judge.
Wait, was he dead or was he just knocked out?
I don't think he died.
I think he was just knocked out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
He was not dead. Yeah, because he just lightly carved, the one symbol on the peak end of his arm, yeah, nice. So.
Mm-hmm. Loki loved that part. Also, you killed Grandpa Chuck.
Yeah. Great quote.
Before I even got there, I was like, oh, he better say something about Grandpa Chuck. He has to.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I think it was kind of funny, Maury was a funny guy. Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I also loved Rasputin, because, I don't know, he was just kind of, there, and he didn't have, a ton to say, but he was just lighthearted, and I loved him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he kind of reminded me of that guy in Frozen who's, he has that shop.
Yeah, the guy.
Is it
the guy who died?
Yeah, Rasputin.
I don't know why he died. I thought, he just get PK out of, the rock thing.
Yeah.
And then he cry, and then he die. I don't know.
I'm gonna guess, Ali said this before we started, and Teresa might have too, but he probably just, died from exhaustion kind of thing. Because he was lifting so much and wouldn't let anyone help him. So, when he found him... Yeah, found PK, he just held him and...
Did he cry and, the blood came out of his tears, right? It was kind of...
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. It was an interesting description.
Yeah. And, sorry, what'd you say?
Mm.
And what is the snake?
The black snake he had the dream of?
I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes, dreams are believed to symbolize what's happening in your real life kind of thing. So the black mamba is one of the deadliest snakes. Mm-hmm. So when he saw that in his dream, it he ended up blowing up because he missed something. All right, sorry about that. You walked into the room. Wait, where were we? Oh, Black Mamba, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so from how the book described it, it was one of the deadliest snakes in Africa or in the whole world, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And the dreams can kind of show what's happening in real lifetime. So when he had that dream about the black or the bomb kind of turning into the Black Mamba, or at least the wick was, it kind of symbolized that, it was deadly, something was going to happen kind of thing.
Oh.
Because, right after, a couple of seconds, the whole thing blew up, and he was blown to smithereens in his dream kind of thing.
I was because, he said that the snake, chasing him, and then, after several days, the snake just was exploded, and then the snake just...
He's talking about how he can always run away from danger, but someday it's gonna catch up to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so then when he was in the actual what do they call them?
Is it the hangar?
The grizzly?
Grizzly.
That one.
Down there, yeah. He lit the wick, but it didn't start. And then he remembered the black mamba, and he was oh. That's it's lit, but it's going inside the wick.
So you can't see it, but it's still burning.
Yeah. So it's burning same amount of time, so we have to get out of here. Then he grabbed his buddy and they ran.
Yeah,
that's basically what just kinda happened for that.
And the hang up thing is the bomb, right? He talking about the hang up thing and if people I don't know how to describe that. It's just he said it's really dangerous. And it will explode if you are not skilled in using that, I think.
Yeah. Explosives and all that jazz.
Okay, so I have a question.
did you guys agree with PK's decision to go to the Mayans, or do you think he should have gotten to Oxford with Maury, or do you think he should have started boxing right away?
Personally, I think, like, he did kind of make that correct choice to, like, kind of go to the Mayan, kind of learn self-control kind of thing. I think that was why he was going. And also, it was just like, yeah, he felt that path to be right. So, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. I wouldn't make the decision myself, and I'm kind of like, have a, like a, I don't know, I wouldn't want it, or sorry, I wouldn't want him to do it, but I mean, that's what he wants, so I can't stop him. Mm-hmm. Also, it's a book, so I can't.
if I were him, I would choose to go to Oxford, because he can pay back.
Yeah. I was really surprised when I was reading, you know, the whole encounter with, like, the Black Mamba on the mountain or whatever you call it.
When he was, like, on the ledge.
Yeah, and then he was like, I'm going to go mining. And I was like, oh, that's not what I thought was going to happen.
it was kind of confused. He was like, he told Maury, let him think about it, and then he goes into the crystal cave. And then he just came up with that idea, and I was like, is it in a dream or is it in real life? I was confusing.
Yeah, it kind of flips back and forth there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, because I was reading it, and, like, I was pretty sure what was happening. Was he just, like, sitting on the ledge, like,
I think he was
kind of in meditation kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
He didn't actually go in Zedok, right? That was part of his meditation?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was, like, he was sitting on the ledge, he closed his eyes, he was, like, hopping across waterfalls and stones.
Yeah.
And then he was in the cave, okay. And he was, like... Doc, help me out here.
Yeah, because, like, wow, we're in the cave? I was like, when did that happen?
Yeah, and also I was like, okay, there's probably a dead body in the cave. I don't think he went in there.
Yeah.
Plus, like...
I don't feel like he would...
Doc told him, like...
Yeah, disrespect or, like, disregard Doc.
Yeah.
Do that.
Plus...
And did he find the body of Doc, or... I was a little bit confusing about that part, because, like... He fights against, like, Nanny's son, right? And then he get a phone call, and then he know that Doc was died. And then they make a funeral. And then he just go into the cave and fight, and, like, and try to find Doc. And I was like, what is happening?
Well, he knew, like, he had a specific thought, like, Doc was in this cave, because, like, before he had been talking about, like, wanting to become a crystal kind of thing in that area. But he never actually fully went into the crystal cave part. I think he just went into, like, that first room.
Yeah, which, like, on the very
outside.
Which then
would lead into the crystal, but he didn't go that way. Because, yeah, he found, like, the knife with the note. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
So they didn't find Doc body, right?
No.
It's just a funeral.
Well, PK, he knew, like, where Doc was, like, the whole time. Mm-hmm. He just didn't want anyone else to find Doc because he knew Doc didn't want to be buried. He wanted to be, like, turned into a crystal in the crystal cave. Oh. So when everyone was like, oh my gosh, like, PK, go find Doc. He's like, oops, I can't find him. He's, like, looking in, like, the places they went, but where he knew Doc wasn't. So, yeah, for the funeral, there was no body there or anything like that.
Oh, it's just, like, a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And then, So I have a question. So why don't he just go in and see Doc for the last time, and then he is run away, or he make his own tomb or something like that in the crystal cave? But he just let Doc there. And
Doc told him not to.
Yeah, like Doc wrote.
Oh, he
in
has
his
a
note.
A like
said
a
like,
letter, right?
Yeah, he said don't return until it's your time. And so, like, I think just out of respect, PK was like, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, because Doc, he was kind of prideful. He didn't want anyone to, like, he didn't want anyone to come see him in jail because he's, like, at a lower, like, status and when he's in jail. And so, just, like, he doesn't want people to come and see him when he's dead because he's, like, that puts me at a disadvantage. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I read that letter, I thought he told PK not to find him. And I thought he was, like, alive, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Because
I thought, like, he was alive, and then he just hiding somewhere. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? I really enjoyed, like, last page. Hold on. I'm gonna find it. Like, very, very last page. After, like, PK carves the like Union flag or symbol or whatever into the judge's arm and also his initials, it said like, outside high above me, a full moon. That full moon, like, from every other event that the full moon was in, it was like a bad time where like something happened to PK or like someone died that was important to PK. And then this time around, it's a full moon and he like finished everything.
Yeah.
Like it was just done. Everything was better. I really enjoyed that because,
like,
you know, full circle.
Yeah.
Grand like the
moon. Because there was also a full moon when like they first met, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I just really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. So, in the last couple chapters, they talked a little bit about how PK was like, I'm losing my power of one because others are trying to influence me. Although they're trying to do it for the good, like, I'm still, like, losing my power of one. So, what do you guys think the power of one exactly is? And do you think he was able to regain that at the mines?
I think, it's mostly just, like, his own decisions, like, having power over himself. And, like, basically just being able to choose decisions. But yeah, I think he was able to regain it. Because, I mean, at the end, the judge didn't have any power over him.
Yeah.
He was tough enough where he was just like, well, boom, boom, you're on the floor.
Yeah.
I think it's like, you have the power to control over yourself. Like, throughout the story, when Mori offered to help him, he was like, I don't want anyone to like have any control in my life, and I will decide it.
Teresa, thoughts?
Not really.
Yeah, I think that the mine was really helpful for him, even though when I was reading it and he was like, yeah, I had my 3 months and then I left for a week, but then I came back for like 4 months. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, you're gonna die. I was like, something is gonna happen. But okay, and then when he had the dream and then he like escaped the weird fuse explosion thing, and he's like, I'll stay. I was like, no. But I think when he was there, that did help him regain him some like sense of self, and helped him like move toward becoming the welterweight champion of the world, like because he like grew more muscle and filled out and like stayed agile and stuff like that. And so I think that overall it was a good choice for him.
Mm-hmm. Y'all think he will
will
be the welterweight champion of the world?
I think he's got a chance. I mean, he beat up his toughest bully.
No, this isn't a real story.
Is that a real story?
No.
Okay,
like,
I just thought it was a real story. I was like, okay.
It's okay.
No, it was like kind of based off of the author's life, but not quite. Like, he was in the same places, and like, the author did start boxing like early on, but it's not like his story.
I was like, why is this so idealistic, like everything happens so like going on so well, even though like lots of things happened, he's still alive and like he defeat his enemy, and I was like, wow, his life is really really like
perfect.
Yeah. I thought it was true.
I completely missed like when we did start reading this that it was like a semi-autobiography.
Yeah,
but then I figure that out.
Oh, so how can she figure it out that it was made up?
I just googled it. I looked it up because I was I wanted to know what kind of
I was like
so in terms of him becoming the welterweight champion of the world, I think, I don't know, I have conflicting thoughts because he wanted to become a boxer because of Judge, and that was like, I think he didn't realize it necessarily throughout his whole life, but that was, like, his driving motivation. Since he hadn't beaten him yet, and so since at the end he did beat him, I don't know if that passion is still going to burn in him since he, like, overcame what he wanted to overcome, or since Hoppy was, like, you know, welterweight, and he's like, I still want to, like, live up to Hoppy and his expectations or whatever. I don't mean if he still has that desire, I think he will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if he does or not.
Yeah, because I never really noticed it, but, like, somehow throughout the book, yeah, he did have this hate for the judge that, like, was there, but, like, never talked about, really.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, at the end it said something about, like, the hate was gone for him, and I was like, I forgot you had hate.
Yeah, also. Because,
like, before he had been, like, I have to learn how to hate people. And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't really talk about, like, oh, I'm hating people now. Like, I've learned how to do it. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, at the end, like, oh, it's all gone. Like, it was there, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I feel bad for PK because he had to fight his nanny's son. And I was like, that had to have been awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. Yeah. I couldn't decide who I wanted to win because I felt really bad for, like, nanny's son because, like, he deserved, like, a mom and stuff. And, yeah, he definitely did have a reason to, like, not like PK. And so the whole fight, I was like, no, don't hurt each other. I was like, just, I want both of you to win.
Yeah.
See, I was rooting for PK because I was like, you've been on this streak, dude. You gotta keep going.
Yep.
And, I mean, they became friends in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it's really heartbroken when, like, PK asked him, where's Nanny or something? And he was like, my mom died for you.
Yeah.
5 years.
It was so sad. Like, yeah. I still thought that, like, he and Nanny will meet, like, each other sometimes in the future. And it was like, just happened.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. would have been cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think it's, oh, shucks. What do you think is going to happen about the tadpole angel situation?
If he does become the welterweight champion, I think he might get, like, a new nickname, but I think the idea will still be there because,
right.
because just the kind of person he is,
right.
he works hard for everything he has, yet it comes easily to him,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And so I think, yeah, he'll still have a very big reputation and stuff like that. But if he doesn't because he's lost that desire, I don't know. It would be interesting to find out if people still regard him with that same, like, oh my goodness, you're so good kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Surprised at how this book ended, but I mean, it wasn't the worst ending I've read, so.
Yeah, overall, I thought it was a really good book, especially for school books.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're going to be signing off pretty soon.
All right.
Okay.
Last time you'll hear our voices on this thing.
See ya.